Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you how you can walk in victory. And we've been talking about walking in the realm of the Spirit, walking in the spiritual realm, and seeing God's spiritual blessings coming to pass in our life. As we walk by the Word of God, we do what the Word says. We are functioning according to spiritual law. We're walking with our spirit of faith, walking in the realm of the Spirit according to the Word. And we're going to see victory come as we speak the Word and as we do what He says. And at the same time, we've been talking about overcoming soul realm problems. We know that we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And where is the battleground? The battleground is in the area of the soul. We saw that scripture in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. It is God's desire for us to prosper in everything. But at the same time, it's only going to be in proportion to the prosperity of our soul. He says that we might prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Because it's important for you to prosper in the area of the soul, because that's the battleground of the enemy. If the enemy can get to you in the area of the soul, it'll affect your mind, it'll affect your will and the choices you make, it'll affect you emotionally. You could be yielding to the flesh rather than yielding to the Spirit, and then you would not walk in the ways of the Word of God and see the prosperity and the victory of God come forth in your life. And we pointed out yesterday in the last broadcast, Proverbs 8:36, He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. If we go contrary to God's word, we're sinning against him. And the effect is we will wrong our own soul. It's not just something that breaks fellowship with the Lord. We actually do damage. We wrong our own soul. It will have effect on the soul realm within us. We also talked about if we sin through ignorance, they had to offer up a sacrifice. That's because of the fact that we don't know the Word of God. God wants you to get in the Word of God. Ignorance is not going to be a defense. Instead, we need to get in the Word and know the Word. God has given us the Word, and the Holy Spirit will lead us into all the truth, the Bible says. So it's time for you to really get involved in hearing the Word and studying the Word. Study the Word that you might be a workman that needeth not be ashamed, so you can rightly divide the Word of truth. We also talked about the fact that we should not touch unclean things. If you touch an unclean thing, it said the soul is going to be cut off. Well, it will cut off us from seeing the blessings come if we touch anything that is unclean. Stay away from uncleanness. In fact, when they tried to go to the holy things of God and they had uncleanness, they were cut off from the presence of the Lord. God wants us to walk in fellowship with Him. Actually, when they would sin, they were breaking covenant. What happens when we sin today? We actually break our covenant fellowship with the Lord. If you sin, what should you do? Immediately confess that sin. God is faithful, and He is just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. And we also talked about the fact that they were discouraged because of the way, and they spake against God. This was in Numbers 21:4. Don't ever let your soul be discouraged because of the way of the Lord. We need to walk in the ways of God. They are right. When He's leading and guiding us, He's going to lead us and guide us in a way that's going to bring about change in our life. We're going to have to deny ourselves. We're going to have to overcome in life. Well, yes, we're going to deal with temptations from the enemy, because when you walk in the Word, the enemy's going to come to try to take the Word out. Do not be discouraged because of the way. And this is a great mistake. Many Christians, they don't want to commit to walk in the way of the Lord. They want to walk the way they want to walk, and they want God just to come along and bless them and give them their things that they have need of and help them in their time of trouble, but they don't want to commit to walking in the way of the Lord. Well, you have to walk God's way. You can't walk your own way. And when they were starting to walk God's way, the way that He commanded them to walk, they got discouraged because of it. And then they begin to speak against God. There's time and time. Remember, they always wanted to go back to Egypt. That's the picture of someone who wants to go back to the world's ways or go back to running your own life yourself. That is a great mistake, and that causes much damage in the area of the soul. We are to be submitted unto the Lord and walk according to His word. In Numbers 30, verse 2, if a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, it says he shall not break his word, he shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. If you tell someone you're going to do something, then you need to carry it out. If you vow a vow unto the Lord, then you actually are binding your soul with a bond. See, God's word is the truth, and we need to bind our soul with a bond of doing God's word and carry it out in our life. When you do that, God watches over His word to perform it. And when you tell someone that you're going to do something, be sure to do what you say that you are going to do. Otherwise, you break your word, and you are going to do your soul damage. If you vowed a vow to God, carry it out. Carry out what God told you to do. And don't let the enemy cause you to break your word unto the Lord. In Judges chapter 16, verse 16, this is in the story of Samson and Delilah. Delilah was coming against him continually, trying to find out the source of his strength. And finally, he told what the source of his strength was. Now, how did it come to that? For several times when she came against him, that's just the picture of the enemy coming against you. He never gave place to her trying to find out the source of his strength. But then, finally, he gave in. It's in Judges 16:16. It came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Then he finally told the truth. How did the enemy get to him? Through pressing him daily with her words, and it caused a vexing of his soul. If someone is used of the devil to press you daily with their words, it will have a vexing upon your soul, and it can wear you down, and that's exactly what happened to Samson. He got worn down because he was pressed daily with those words. Don't let that happen. The devil to come against you with his thoughts, with his words. He'll speak things to you and keep pressing at you, trying to get you to fall into temptation. It'll start to break down and to beat down into you in the area of the soul. Instead, what you should do is resist the enemy steadfast, or get away from those people that are speaking negative words at you continually. Otherwise, it will take a toll on your soul realm, and then you could yield to what the enemy's temptation is. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10, here we see Hannah. Hannah had not seen the promised child that she was believing for, which is pointing towards us not receiving the promise of God. And what happened? She got bitter in her soul. But she began to pray to the Lord, and of course God came through. But notice, she had a bitter soul. You don't want to be bitter in soul. Many people are bitter in their soul because they have not seen a promise come to pass in their life. I'll tell you, God's promises are true. All the promises of God are yea, and in Him, amen. His promises will come to pass. We need to get in and study the Word. A lot of times it's because of a lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They've gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. We need to get the knowledge of God and walk in His ways. And as we grow and learn and develop and do the Word consistently, then God will perform that promise. But never let yourself get into bitterness of soul. Job 7:11. Here Job says, I'll not refrain my mouth, I'll speak in the anguish of my spirit, I'll complain in the bitterness of my soul. I tell you, the devil likes to get Christians to complain. They complain out of the bitterness of their soul because they haven't seen something work out in their life, they haven't seen a promise come to pass, they haven't seen things change, they're having to deal with things in life. It is not going to do you any good to complain in the bitterness of your soul. Instead, you need to rise up and start to speak the word. Get your eyes on the Lord. God's going to show you what to do. He'll show you the next step of what you need to take, and He will be at work to bring you out of the bondage, to turn the situation around. Quit being a complainer and a griper. Otherwise, it is evidence of a bitterness of your soul, and this is important to deal with. So many people that are complainers, you know what they've already let into them. They've let a lot of soul realm problems, and they have bitterness in their soul. So watch that you don't be a complainer and a griper. In Job chapter 19, the Bible talks about how words were breaking him in pieces and vexing his soul. He said, how long are you going to vex my soul and break me in pieces with those words? Words from others will affect you, and it will vex your soul. Also, your own words will vex your soul. Be sure that you watch what you say with your mouth. You know, if you don't put a bridle over your tongue, you'll deceive your own heart, and your religion will be in vain. You actually are going to cause damage to you. So watch the words that you speak, and watch the words you hear. You do not want to hear things that are contrary to the word. They will have a negative effect, a vexing of your soul. Remember, that's what the devil was trying to get to. He's trying to get to your soul so that then you will choose the wrong way and not walk in the ways of the Lord. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close the program,